USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The death toll keeps climbing after Hamas-coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American casualties. Israel formally declared war on the militant group Sunday. The conflict has sparked rallies across the United States, those both in support of Israel and in support of the Palestinian cause, took to the streets Sunday in New York City. There, opposing demonstrators clashed near the Israeli consulate in Manhattan. A Florida-based private rescue organization is deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage.
Project Dynamo founder and CEO Brian Stern says the mission is to get Americans in Israel out of harm's way, whether they're trapped by fighting or being held as prisoner.
We know of multiple American hostages that are being held by Hamas.
Stern says he's received several dozen requests for help to rescue Americans in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. Stern urges Americans with relatives in harm's way to register with his organization and the State Department. I'm Dave Collins.
Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, says presidential candidate Donald Trump will not become Speaker. Buck said that next Speaker will be selected from within the Republican conference. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the two frontrunners at this time. Discussions on the replacement will start as early as tomorrow, and a vote could happen Wednesday. No damage is being reported after an earthquake shook the Seattle area last night. The Pacific Northwest Seismic Network says the 4.5 magnitude quake hit below Scow Bay. That's between Seattle and Victoria, British Columbia. No risk of a tsunami. USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
President Biden is catching heat for hosting a barbecue picnic with a live band at the White House as Israel was under attack by the terrorist organization Hamas. It's reported an American hostage has been taken as a human shield. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley on X, quote, "While Hamas holds Americans hostage, Joe Biden is enjoying a picnic with a live band," end quote. The Taliban is reporting two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday has taken the lives of over 2,000 people.
The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000.
That's Dave Collins reporting. Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but jolted after being in Israel when Hamas attacked the country on Saturday. The New Jersey Democrat noted in a social media video Sunday that he and his staff were forced to shelter in place in Jerusalem. Booker said he was jogging in the old city when he was told by an official to return to his hotel quickly because Israel was under attack. Booker describing seeing frightened faces of children, family, and many Americans. Booker, who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has since left the country. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.